Audio 11, Living in Stone. The first room introduces us to the villages of the Canaries, made up of stone structures and caves, as illustrated by two models. The central model represents a house with walls raised in a double stone wall, the outside having a circular or oval morphology. Inside, a corridor with a wooden door gives access to a central room on whose sides there were one or two rooms. This is a configuration characteristic of the floor plan documented in the pre-Hispanic houses. The roof was built using wooden beams and stone slabs covered in a layer of mud. The thick walls presented by these buildings give an idea of the work of acquiring and transporting large stones, a task that required great physical effort on the part of those responsible. The grouping and arrangement of the buildings define authentic blocks, streets, and open spaces within the settlements. The second model recreates a village in caves. Many of the caves inhabited by the ancient Canarians were artificial, having been dug out by them in the volcanic tuff using stone picks. In other cases, they took advantage of natural hollows that they modified and adapted to their needs. Inside these caves, the different architectural elements used for the enclosure of the entrance, division, and conditioning of the spaces are identified. Like the interiors, the exterior of the cavities were transformed. Steps were carved, corridors made, as well as outdoor spaces for carrying out various activities and so on. The design of the cave villages resembles that of those built in stone. There are also settlements in which stone houses and caves are combined. Many of their interiors still preserve the remnants of paint that decorated walls and even ceilings. The buildings that made up the settlements were not exclusively destined to serve as housing. A part of those enclosures, as well as some outdoor spaces within the villages, hosted other functions. Examples of these other functions are food processing, storage, ceramic production, political, religious, funeral practices, and many more. All of these spaces and buildings follow an order and an intentional and preconceived disposition, reflecting a number of particular social and cultural patterns.